At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
So we are going to get into the Daniel Penny case. He's the 24-year-old Marine from Long Island who is going on trial for second-degree manslaughter in October. We have his attorney. I think you will be very pleased with this interview. You will learn a lot. This whole case never should have been brought by Alvin Bragg. Another thing that caught my eye was the New York City Council has filed a notice of appeal to New York State's highest court in support of a law it passed granting municipal voting privileges. That means, you know, anybody running in New York City to non-citizens, to migrants. Okay, if you have a work authorization, and that can come in a million different ways, you can vote. Well, the court's already said no, it violates New York State law. This is the appellate division. Okay, so they've already ruled, but now they're reapplying. The New York City Council is reapplying. Now, if they ever get it, and they won't, this is 800,000 people we're talking about. And that would just tilt everything to the far left because many migrants, not all, are dependent upon the government for entitlements. And they are going to vote for liberal Democrats. That's what this is all about. Keeping power, not helping the migrants. Okay, you help them by setting them up and having them earn citizenship. That's how you help them. When I say setting them up, you give them some kind of job opportunity. But it's got to be a case by case. And of course, nobody's doing that because Biden has just totally booted the whole immigration situation. Anyway, getting back to New York, we have now, I think, the furthest left city council in the country. I think we have passed San Francisco. These are, by and large, socialists. Some of them are communists. They don't respect our laws at all. They don't want the laws enforced. This is the New York City Council. So New York State election law says this. You've got to be a resident in the state for 30 days. You've got to be 18. You can't be in prison for a felony conviction. You have to be sane. If a court judges you mentally incompetent, you can't vote. Now, I think that would knock out about 30-40% of the entire state. But that's a joke, that's a jest, and you cannot vote anywhere else outside of New York. So in the Constitution, it clearly says you got to be an American citizen. But these New York City Council members, they don't care about the Constitution. They want a new Constitution. They want a far-left Constitution. They want totalitarianism. They do. They don't want democracy. They've done everything they can to create massive chaos, massive violence, and they're succeeding. Yet, election held tomorrow, these people probably win again. And that's on the voters. And you can't reason with them because people believe what they want to believe. So, you know, all the people who vote for Kathy Hochul, you can't reason with them. You can't say, look how bad the state is, and they'll make some excuse. That's where we are. I don't know if it's ever going to turn around. I just don't. You got to have somebody who can get into power like Giuliani did when he took over as mayor. The city was a shambles. Bloomberg, another guy who, you know, was a tough guy. And they ran the city, both of those men, fairly efficiently. Now, Eric Adams, I mean, he's way in over his head. Every day we have atrocities, and I don't know even, does he care. You don't see them. I don't know. It's really too bad. Because this is the greatest city in the world if run properly. And it's not. And you know it. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But it's frustrating because so many people don't care, or they're too dumb to make responsible decisions. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.